Dr. Dog is a quintet of 20-somethings from the suburbs of Philadelphia with three albums they cut in their home studio. Rock critic Ken Tucker says the band's intentionally ragged sound and aimless-sounding lyrics defy easy comparison to other rock groups, and they work both for and against the band.
We live in a time of consumer guide pop culture. Millions of people want to know what's hot, what's good, what they should plunk down their hard-earned cash for. When it comes to music, the easiest way for music critics to perform consumer service is to play the comparison game. Band X sounds like Y crossed with Z. The Streetcars Named Desire, a band I just made up for this example, sounds like Tom Waits on a bender with Sleater-Kinney if their drummer was Ginger Baker. The idea is to come up with a useful shorthand. But it's also very bad music criticism, and ultimately just encourages musicians to sound like other musicians. You cannot play this game with Dr. Dog, because to the best of my knowledge, Dr. Dog rarely sound like anyone else.
I recall the moment, though I can't recall the day, every hour.
Five guys in Dr. Dog are hardworking goofballs. You've got to be a goofball outfit to take stage names like Taxi, Tables, Text, Time, and Trial, and then not really make much of an effort to hide your real names either. And you've got to be hardworking to take such care to record the delicate harmonies on the most recent of the band's three albums, Easy Beat, to design such a pretty, intricate CD package, and to tour so relentlessly all around the country. A lot of the time, these guys sound laid back, but that's part of the strategy. Charm whose wryness and wit sneaks up on you. Dr. Dog is a band of knowing primitives. Guitar notes bend and quaver off tune, only to reverberate back to a strong melody. The singing of Scott McMicken alternates between a moan and a growl. The lyrics approximate non sequiturs that would do the poet John Ashbery proud. Two of my favorites are the lines, "Cold shoulders have run out of luck," and "Where are you going crazy?" They're buried in this ode to the inability to make oneself understood called Say Something. This album, Easy Beat, is barely more than a half hour long, but it presents an entire worldview. Easygoing, cockeyed optimism with a melancholy streak. A vivid belief that making tuneful music is a virtue in itself. It reminds me of something the artist and film critic Manny Farber wrote, describing his own critical method. I'll substitute the words music for movies here. Quote, burrowing into the music, which includes extending the piece, collaging with pace changes, multiple tones, getting different voices into it, unquote. Yep, that's what Dr. Dog sounds like.
Ken Tucker is film critic for New York Magazine. He reviewed Easy Beat by the band Dr. Dog. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Sue Spolin directed the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.
It's an easy beat of nothing, and we don't need no guitars. We can only sing and wreck our cars. Be careful of the judge inside. This gavel and